Wing is a paid program and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff or management of Visionary Related Entertainment.
In the sun, where the ocean and mountain and sky are one.
Good morning. It's Monday, July the 8th. It's about 7:06 in the morning. And welcome to Creating Mauitopia, Making Maui a Real Paradise, with your host, Ori Kopelman, author of the book here, Creating Mauitopia, Making Maui a Real Paradise. And you can download a free copy of the pamphlet of this book here at Mauitopia.org. Is that correct, Ori?
Correct, yeah.
All right. And welcome, Ori.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. And last week, I want to tell you guys that we covered the first few chapters of the book, which is chapter one was an unreasonable proposal, and we discovered that it is a reasonable proposal to create Mauitopia. The second chapter was on why people consider Maui paradise now. The third chapter was on why the reality of why Maui's not paradise now. And this week, we're going to start with chapter four, which is looking at why at paradise, what paradise would look like. And as we also will have later in our show some special guests here, and I'll open the phone up to phone calls. So what would a real paradise look like? It will be a place where all of us have our survival needs met, food, clothing, and shelter, and where we can each pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To find true happiness, we'd want to self-actualize or to contribute our unique gifts to the community. And finally, it'll be a place where we can all coexist in peace and harmony and where we can all help each other to grow and succeed. Recently, 25,000 participants at a World Game Workshop composed a vision for the year 2009 of what the world wants. They concurred that 100% of humanity would have to have the following items on a sustainable or ongoing basis. Number one, abundant supplies of nutritious and culturally appropriate food. Number two, abundant supplies of clean water. Number three, adequate housing. Number four, local comprehensive health care services. Number five, healthful sanitation facilities. Number six, abundant, clean, safe, and affordable supplies of energy. Number seven, employment opportunities and fulfilling work. Number eight, vocational alternatives and on-the-job training. Number nine, literacy and access to advanced educational opportunities. Number 10, access to communication facilities so that anyone can communicate with anyone else on Earth who wants to be communicated with. Number 11, access to transportation facilities enabling anyone to go anywhere. Number 12, access to decision-making processes that affect their lives. Number 13, a peaceful, secure, nuclear, chemical, biological weapon-free world. Number 14, a crime and drug-free world. Number 15, a clean, self-regenerating environment, free of toxic waste, pollution of all kinds, soil erosion, and damaging practices that don't sustain the biosphere. 16, easy and equitable access to the materials and information needed to produce the above. 17, freedom of speech, press, and religion. 18, absence of all forms of prejudice, race, religion, gender, age, and sexual preference. Number 19, respect and celebration of the diversity of all cultures and nations. Number 20, strong social supports for individuals, families, and communities. Number 21, strong social incentives that foster initiative, trust, cooperation, respect, and love. 22, absence of all forms of torture or degrading treatment of or punishment. 23, access to full equality before an independent and impartial tribunal. 24, access to the right to nationality. 25, access to the right to perform public service in one's own country. 26, access to rest and leisure. 27, access by mothers and children to special care and assistance. 28, access by children to special protection. 29, access to spiritual growth and fulfillment. This list of 29 items sounds very close to what we'd like to have in Mauitopia to call it a real paradise. Chapter 5, the mental shifts we have to make to get there. To realize this dream, we need to each, number one, move beyond struggling for survival mindset to one of playing and learning. Thanks to the abundance technology has afforded us, trust that we'll survive and even thrive. We don't need to be afraid anymore. Number two, adopt a tribal mindset versus having a plantation mentality. While it's true that we're all in it together, it's time to divorce ourselves of the me versus them attitude. In the plantations, you worked and surrendered your freedom to the bosses in exchange for being taken care of In the Hawaiian Islands, people have long ago known the concept of the Aloha Spirit. Make the shift from dependence to interdependence, where we all count on each other. Number three, see work as a mission in which you serve your community by doing what you love to do for 40 hours per week, including serving your community for half a day per week. The psychologist Dr. Joseph Campbell postulated that people reach the greatest satisfaction in life by following their bliss. By each person doing an excellent job at what they love to do, they will best serve our community and be happy. In addition, volunteer for miscellaneous jobs like government or school boards, road cleanup, etc., for half a day per week. In Mauitopia, we all care about each other and want to make things better. We do everything with a spirit of excellence. Number four, if you haven't already done so, shift your outlook to one of total responsibility for your health instead of relying on healthcare. If you have any issues, use spiritual supplication, psychosomatic healing techniques, and or make changes in your lifestyle, including people you choose to associate with, exercise, eating, smoking, drinking of alcohol, and drug habits. Number five, accept all events in your life as happening for a reason rather than being a victim. See accidents as meaningful coincidences. What can you learn from the unpleasant pain the event inflicted upon you? How can you keep a positive attitude and move forward enthusiastically? Mauitopia needs people acting consciously who've made these shifts in what they believe, think, and do. Number six, chapter six, how we get there together. To bring about Mauitopia, each of us and our society collectively will have to do their part. Only with initiative and action will this first-of-its-kind society come into being. Below are some actions you can take to help make this happen. Number one, take full advantage of the Aloha Spirit here. Have a smile on your face, laugh a lot, and treat everyone in a nice way. Live Aloha. Number two, get serious about becoming a healthy person. Do what it takes. Healthy people can contribute a lot, each in their own way, rather than burden our society. Number three, embrace and make use of the ever-changing and improving technology. This will require spending some time to learn how to use it and to keep current on new versions of software for your computer. Number four, move to a job you love to do. If you can't find one, then find one that gets you on the right track towards one. This can include apprenticing and waiting your time for a more ideal job to become available. Number five, do at least one random act of kindness, RAK, or RAK, on a daily basis. Examples might include picking up a piece of trash, yours or not, and throwing it away, adding coins into a stranger's about-to-expire parking meter, and helping lost pets, like a dog or cat, find their way home. The recipients of these good deeds will really appreciate it. Number six, do what you can to conserve energy and materials. If you haven't done so already, start recycling immediately. Buy a hybrid vehicle. Bike places instead of driving. Carpool. Buy a solar water heater to save electricity generated by fossil fuels. Number 7. View learning as a lifelong process. We only have to look at the changes that have occurred in our own lifetime to see why. Who knows what the years ahead of us will bring? How exciting! While it could be overwhelming at times, why not keep up? Use books, newspapers, TV, the internet, movies, whatever, to learn consciously. Number 8, assure an exclusive environment that the rest of the world envies and wants to emulate. We'd have to secure the island from bad behavior that tourists and transients may inflict. First, why not give visitors at the airport, or better yet, on their flights before they arrive, a Mauitopia code of conduct of 1 or 2 pages? This brochure would outline our vision and what we're trying to achieve, coupled with expectations for their behavior while they're here. Second, explain the consequences for violating this code. Consequences could include fines, community service, and being thrown out of Maui County for varying lengths of time, depending on their offenses. Removing people for the sake of safety and protection is not such an outrageous idea. Currently, the law prohibits sex offenders, for example, from entering a zone or precinct. It also provides restraining orders to keep ex-lovers or others a safe distance away from each other. Due to overcrowding of our prison system in Hawaii, the state has sent convicts to jails in Arizona. Our court system would decide what measures would assure a society in which people feel safe and can flourish. Unlike in fascist societies, the democratic rule of law would reign. Number 9, show extreme concern and care for our environment. Recall the state motto, the life of the land is perpetuated in righteousness. Our aina, ocean, pristine air, trees, plants, wildlife, and the natural beauty they afford give us a sense of pride in this most beautiful place on Earth. For example, an aesthetic appreciation may cause us to adopt laws that bury wires below the ground rather than have ugly eyesores strung overhead. Let's keep our environment the prettiest place on Earth, or make it even better. Mahalo for doing your part in creating this historic endeavor. The Hawaiians long ago believed that Maui was indeed the best and therefore named it Maui no Ka'oi. Thanks to our efforts, our children and grandchildren will someday say that we did it. We will have created a real, true paradise. Maui really no Ka'oi. Some residents remember a time a few decades ago when many of the elements we've discussed in Mauitopia existed, such as having a safe community, having a mutual respect for one another, and recognizing the vital role every member of the society performs. In some ways, we need to go back to that while utilizing modern technology. Taking advantage of the power of positive suggestion and modifying Herzl's prompting of over a century ago, we will recognize that through our creative power, quote, we willed creating Mauitopia, and it is no dream. That concludes the booklet, which, as Gary mentioned, is available for free for downloading at mauitopia.org. And before we invite our guests, which will give you an example of how everybody in society is required to contribute their part, I want to quickly share my own biography. Orion, my full name, or Ori, my nickname, Kopelman, has spent the 25 years of his career helping companies develop technology in a conscious way. In 1999, he permanently moved to Maui. As a majority shareholder in a management consulting firm I founded in 1992 in Northern California, Global Brain, Inc., we taught clients my QRPD, or Quality Rapid Product Development, methodology. This resulted in companies thriving through developing products in half the time, at half the cost, with substantially less pain, less corporate dysfunction, and more profit. As a former Silicon Valley executive, as Vice President of Engineering, I helped Mountain Computer Incorporated grow tenfold in 6 years to $120 million in annual revenue. I taught QRPD at Stanford University's Continuing Studies Program and at the University of California Berkeley Extension for about 15 years. I hold a Bachelor's of Science degree in Electrical and Computer Engineering with distinction from Stanford University. I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and in Israel, and I also speak Hebrew, German, and French. Community activities include Rotary Club of Maui and chairing the polling station Kula for several elections. I engage in intense personal growth since 1990, including meditation, and I believe in transformation through heightened awareness. I attend Grace and Unity churches and live with my cats Calvin and Eva in Kahului, Maui, Hawaii. And when I ran for mayor, I had a 7-point platform, which was to have Maui be led by an efficient and effective county government run like a business. Number 2, promote individuals earning their living by doing what they love to do and thereby serving the community and the world. Number 3, encourage home-based businesses to facilitate raising children. Number 4, put an end to crime so we can all feel safe and allow our creativity to blossom. Number 5, make smart decisions for the present and long term. Number 6, value every member of our society, including the disabled and our hopefully gracefully aging senior citizens who now live longer and can actively contribute to our society. And finally, 7, promote an exclusive society, inclusive of everyone, that models the society of the future as we create Maui-topia. And with that, Gary, I think we can invite our guests in after...
Let's take a little short music break here.
Perfect.
All right.
I was drawn to a place in the sun where the ocean and mountain and sky are one. It is part of a much higher plan, Maui Man, where the upcountry slides to the sea and the rainforest waterfall shouts melodies. Under stars at night he touched my hand, Maui Man. Maui Man, feel the rain, Maui Man. He's a boy with a surfboard, the right wave coming somewhere out there. Balancing, dancing, precision on the crest of a swell. Laughing with wild abandon as paradise child. The crater's rim vortex embrace, under full moon bright heavens and green trees of lace, with the ginger and jasmine on cool breezes fan, Maui Man. Maui Man, feel the rain, Maui Man, I'll take your pain, Maui Man, catch the sun, Maui Man.
This morning we have some special guests here from Mental Health Kakua, is it? Which will give you an example of how, as I mentioned, everyone on Maui has to be a contributing member to create Mauitopia. And let me introduce first.
Hi, my name is Greg Payton, and I'm the CEO of Mental Health Kakua. We have about 26 locations statewide on Kauai, Oahu, Hilo, Kona, and here in Maui. And we have seven locations here in Maui. We provide housing, case management, psychiatry, and those kinds of services for people with mental illness, both people going through transition and people with major mental illness where it might be a lifelong disability. And part of our program also serves people that are homeless.
Fantastic. And shall we turn it over to Naomi for a minute? Who was actually in my Toastmasters Club, and ran into, I guess, last week, was it?
Yes. And good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. My name is Naomi Crozier. I work for Mental Health Kokua. I'm a Hawaii Certified Peer Specialist for Mental Health Kokua, and I also do benefits planning clients who are on Social Security, SSI, and SSDI, and I help them with transitioning, maybe go back to work, or even understand their benefits.
So, again, the idea is that everybody, we want to be a contributing member of
yes,
the society.
Yes, it's been shown that it makes people feel empowered and lead a productive life. So I really believe in that.
Fantastic. Me too. And you have one of your people, clients, who's here with us?
A great friend, Terry.
Hi, good morning. My name is Terry Davis, and I'm a client at Mental Health Kakua.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, good morning.
Please tell us about your time at Mental Health Kakua.
Oh, I love hanging out at Mental Health Kakua. It's gave me a place to feel safe, accepted. Just met a bunch of wonderful people that are there to help me and walk me through life sometimes when I'm not, you know, at my best or think that I'm not my best. They are there to give me hope and believe in me and take me through my life journey.
Fantastic. And what is it that, can you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing right now as far as work?
Right now I work at a little restaurant on Lower Main. I'm a cashier there. I've been there 1 year.
And do you find that fulfilling?
I do. I do. It's not stressful for me because I had worked at another franchise prior to that. That was a little stressful and overwhelming for me at times because of my mental illness issues. Sometimes, you know, I would get very overwhelmed when I was being rushed or hurried. But at this new location where I work, I'm not under that much stress, and I kind of know what I have to do, and it's wonderful.
I hope I don't have mental illness, because I might. I don't know. I feel a lot like you do.
The National Institute of Mental Health says that 1 out of 4 of us will have a mental illness in any given year. So wherever you are, just look around the room and start counting, and you'll find somebody. It's very common. And the problem is that there's so much stigma surrounding mental illness that people everywhere are reluctant to talk about it. But we all know somebody, either a family member, a coworker, a friend. We all know somebody who has having problems, whether it's just a transition in life or whether it's a major problem. So hopefully, as we talk more about it, the stigma will be somewhat decreased.
No, I agree. And it's certainly, I mean, being normal is overrated. Number one. Number two, I don't even know that there is such a thing as normal. Can you tell us some more about your positive experience in Mental Health Kakua?
How did we meet?
Yeah.
Well, I hang out there in the morning. We have a upstairs called PSR,
which stands for Psychosocial Rehabilitation.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would hang out there in the morning because I was homeless at one time, you know, and that gave me a place to hang out until I had to start work or whatever I had to do, you know, and you know, when I went there a few times, I struggled with some other things, and she pulled me to the side, and she shared her story with me, and, you know, she just helped give me hope, you know, and it made me feel, wow, you could really see through me, but she enlightened me, she didn't judge me, she just helps me every day, you know, encourages me, and it's so wonderful to have somebody that's encouraging and believes in you, and when you mess up, they don't judge you, they just say, it's okay, you can still go forward, Terry, it's just a little bump in the road, you know.
That must make you feel good, Naomi.
Yeah. I mean, it's really rewarding. She's a great person. I see so much empowerment in her, and I believe in her, and I just want to share that with her. And, you know, someone had told me once, when I had no hope, I'll hold on to your hope till you're ready for it. And so I did the same for her, you know.
That's really nice. And that's really what we all need to do for each other, mm-hmm. to create Mauitopia. Again, all of us need to have that hope and to find how we can contribute to the rest of the society.
Yeah. Go ahead. And I also have a case manager, which helps me tremendously, like, fill out paperwork, like, or she's there to advocate for me or make phone calls for me. So she really helps. Her name's Kim West. I want to tell her so much that she's helped me a lot, too.
Fantastic.
You know? And, you know, I got a therapist, too, that helps me. And I have another person that prescribes my medication, so it's helped me. And really, I had to give it a chance, you know, because sometimes I didn't give mental health a chance, you know, but I had to become willing and do what was best for myself, you know, stay taking my medication every day because I suffer from depression and some other stuff. So it has really helped me a lot. Yeah.
And how many years ago was this that you first got involved with them?
Probably about a year or two.
Oh, so
probably.
Recent.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
And so it seems like this has been a very successful journey.
Oh, yes, yes.
In a short period of time.
Yeah, I really believe in meeting where the people are, you know, meeting them where they're at, not saying, hey, you need to do this, or you need to come over and do this right now. I really believe in a therapeutic alliance, mm-hmm. you know. And what you said was normal was a little overrated. I don't know if you remember my first ice-breaking speech at Toastmasters. I shared a little bit about my story, you know, being normal and having a traumatic life experience. My husband passing away in 2005, causing a huge anxiety, you know, and sent me into drug addiction for a year and a half. Mm. So if I didn't have agencies like this, where would I go? Mm. You know, how would I believe in myself if I didn't run into agencies like Mental Health Kokua? I mean, they're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So maybe I'm normal again, maybe I'm not. Mm. I don't want to ever be normal. I think it's terribly overrated.
I think so too. And like I said, we all at times need a helping hand.
Correct.
You know, and that's part of why we're here as a community is mm-hmm. really to provide that. You know, I mean, ideally we'd like to be on our own and taking care of ourselves as well as the other people, but there are times in our lives where we need help.
Our slogan is everybody needs a little help now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very true, you know, because what we've found continually, this is our 40th anniversary in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And what we've found for 40 years is that people will blossom if given the opportunity to begin again.
Right. And isn't that incredible?
And here on Maui, we serve about 600 people a year, each year.
Okay.
And a number of those people are people that are homeless on the streets. This last year, we 113 people on Maui, we were able to actually register with services and move into housing.
Wow. So, Terry, I'd love to hear, you said you were homeless in the past.
Yes.
For a long time, or?
For a little while, yeah.
Okay.
Not too long, but, yeah, I just had to get myself together. You know, I struggled with addiction myself. You mm-hmm. know, I self-medicated. And I had a 6-year-old that I needed to think about, too, which I left with my niece, you know. And if it wasn't for her, you know, telling me, Mom, you know what, you really need to get a place because I don't want to worry about my mom, you know, and that really struck a chord in me. And the first night that we spent in the place that we rent, it really touched me that I chose to be on the streets instead of being with my daughter, you know, because I wasn't thinking clearly, you know. But now it was another chance to try to make a difference in her life and try to be there for her, because 16 is a very difficult age at this time,
for sure.
You know. But, yeah, I just picked myself up and, like I said, started hanging out at Mental Health Kokua, which just got me on my feet, you know. Each day is a journey, and but they've helped me so much, you know.
Well, great job.
Yeah.
It sounds like
Our psychosocial rehab center is a great place to come and get together. We offer food, company. It's great. Ann Lang runs an unreal program. I really love her. And, you know, no one's judged. No one said, you know, oh, you know, you're different or you're suffering from it. Not at all. Everyone's equal.
And, you know, that was one of the things that first drew me to Maui was the fact that I felt like nobody judged you here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, probably there's exceptions to that, but for the most part, I think that's true for the island. Gary, I think this is a good time to open the phone lines to get some callers.
Okay. And the phone number is 242-7800. I'm going to repeat that since I'm off mic.
242-7800. Yes. If anybody would like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. And we have four of us. Well, I'm the host, Ori Kopelman, and then we have
Greg Payton from Mental Health Kakua.
Terry Davis.
Naomi Crozier.
Also from Mental Health. So we're here to happy to take a call. Otherwise, we'll keep talking.
I wanted to mention, too, that I think what's really an inspiring part of all this is that if we see a lot of people every day who are homeless on the streets and have very little hope, and yet if people will stick with us for about 6 months, this has been our history. If they stick with us about 6 months, 90% of those folks will move into housing and improve their lives just like Cherry has.
We have a phone call here.
Fantastic. Okay, Gary, go ahead. We have a caller. Oh, no, we don't.
Okay. Call back, caller.
So 6 months, huh? That's what it takes. Oh, wait, here's the call again.
Go ahead.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, wrong number.
It's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Do we have him on the line now?
No, he's wrong number.
Oh, it's a wrong number. Oh, oops. So,
I believe we hope to raise awareness and drop stigma. I think there's a huge stigma on mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that you'll catch it like cooties, you know, mm-hmm. and like Mr. Payton said, one out of four. You know, has it, whether it's anxiety, whether it's bipolar, schizophrenia, you know, it's very common.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't talk about it. And so we're here to raise awareness and let people know it's very common. And it's
we have a phone call. Let's see here.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, caller. Can you tell us who you are, please? Are you there?
No,
okay.
You know, I think one of the misconceptions, too, is that people with mental illness are mentally retarded or has some kind
right.
of learning disability, and that's not the case. Most of the people we serve are people of normal intelligence. Many people have had careers before, families before, degrees. The one thing about mental illness, it's an equal opportunity illness that affects everyone. And so I want to make sure people understand that. And the other misconception, I think, because of just the way sensationalism happens with media reports is that people think that people with mental illness are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And people with mental illness are no more dangerous than any of the rest of the general population. It's just that when you see the newspaper headlines or the TV headlines, that's the first thing that comes out.
Right.
And so it does a disservice to the thousands and thousands of people that we serve every year that's not the case for them. They're people just like you and me trying to get their lives back together again.
Yeah, and in reality, I mean, this whole idea of mental health problems has really only been around for, 100 years or something?
Correct, yeah.
So it's a relatively new phenomenon. It sounds like, let's see if we really have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, this is with Terry. Your head up, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Yay!
See, it's people like that keep me going. Thank you.
Oh, is that it? You just wanted to say hi?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Terry, for calling.
My fans. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, good.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's so rewarding. I think I have the best job in the world, you know, coming to work and being among Terry and other folks just like her who come in with just broken, no hope, and just feeling terrible about themselves. And if I can share, not to take the light, but to share a glimpse of my story and mm-hmm. to say that, you know, there's hope. We do recover. We do recover. We live productive lives, even better than before. And it's kind of hard to fathom that, but I'm living proof, you know, that
And do you feel like this is what you love to do
right now? Yes, yes.
So you're kind of doing what you were, in a way, born to do.
And born to do.
To contribute to the society, right?
Yes.
And so you couldn't even be wake up with having a better job, right?
I agree. I mean, this agency is wonderful. I mean, I think I've shared with Mr. Payton before about our boss, Mr. Frank. I mean, he just previously left us to live in the mainland. And just down to earth, you know. There's no judgment. And I hate to share this on this air, but, you know, Frank was scrubbing toilets just like all of us. You know, there was no separation of better, and because he was our boss, he had toilet duty. You know, which is, it made me cry because I really appreciate authenticness like that.
Real people, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if there's anybody out there who'd like to call, the phone lines are open. What is it, Gary? 242-7800?
Yes.
And please feel free to give us a call. Again, otherwise we'll keep talking. But if you have any thoughts at all about creating Mauritopia or mental health issues, or any questions for me or Ori Kopelman or our guests for Mental Health Kakua, we'd love to hear from you. Please don't be shy. I know it's Monday morning after a holiday weekend, but we'd love to get your phone call.
Yeah, Naomi, she is. She just touches a lot of people's lives where we're at, you know. When we got this one guy, Harold, you know, and as soon as he sees her, he just smiles, he lightens up, you know. And if you seen him on the street, you guys would just judge him, you know. But he's just normal like any of us. He's just got a mental illness, and other people might be afraid of him, but he's so cool and funny. But when he seen us this morning, he just had the biggest smile when he saw Naomi, because, you know, she's so wonderful.
Thank you.
We have a call.
Okay, Gary, let's see if we have a caller now. Hello, caller. Good morning. Can you tell us your name, please?
It sounds like you guys need some help.
Great. Could you first tell us your name? We all need help.
I think the concept is a good idea, but how are you going to get rid of, like, you know, the corrupt governments and their need for nuclear power and nuclear weapons? And I'll take my answer off there. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, I was going to ask for your name. Okay, well, the issue is corrupt government and nuclear weapons and all that, and fortunately, here in Maui, we don't have to contend with nuclear weapons. And to some extent, one of the ideas of the book Creating Mauitopia is there's lots of issues in the world, and we're not necessarily going to solve all of those right now. But if we could create a prototype or a model for the rest of the world to look at here on Maui, which is why I called the book Creating Mauitopia, where we could have things working in a good way. And again, I'm not saying that we have no corruption in the government, but I'm hoping that it is not as bad as it is on the mainland, and that we can, in fact, continue progressing towards a model society here on Maui.
We have another phone call.
Go ahead. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Hat Miller.
Hi.
I enjoy your show. Kind of interesting, positive attitude. I moved to Maui here just about 41 years ago, and what impressed me when I got here, people were so courteous, and like you're on a road and you want to get onto the highway or something like that, and they'd wave you on. But you know that aloha spirit's kind of lacking now. You know, these like courtesy is contagious, and now it's not. I kind of find it hard to, you know, that's gone. You know, maybe we got to bring that back. You know, like you say, when you're on a road or even in a shopping center, open a door, hold the door for somebody, just be courteous, and that just, you know, it'll kind of continue on itself. You know, you're courteous to somebody, then somebody else will be, you know, you can pass it on to somebody else. So I think that's a good thing, but we've kind of lost it in the last 10 or 20 years, some of that. And like I said, I had experience in Lahaina that was, you know, they weren't courteous. They were just, everybody was out for themselves. So
well, I agree.
Maybe we got to bring back that aloha spirit that we had or have or should have and continue.
And this is one of the reasons that I think creating Mauitopia can be done here, because of the aloha spirit. It is really something special that exists here that probably doesn't really exist anywhere on the planet on a regular basis. And I agree with you, Hap, that we should do what we can to encourage it continuously. Every little small deed, what I call a RAC, Random Act of Kindness, which is the official term internationally now, is really just practicing the aloha spirit.
Yeah. And like they used to say, you know, keep a cool head, you know, like say you get into a situation, and then, you know, like I say, even the people that were, you know, this is what they told me when I got here, and they told me I was living in Lahaina, always get your, you know, work done before it gets hot, you know, because if you don't, you know, you'll be working in the hot sun, and get up early and do your work, and so that, you know, you'll have a good day. But if you get up late and just you got to start early and get the work done. But that's, you know, a couple of little things that maybe we can go back to, or, you know, seems like we've got a lot of new people coming here and they bring their mainland ways, and we have to learn the way of the island here, the way Maui's, you know, it's a beautiful place, but sometimes the newcomers have to learn the ways of the island, so to speak.
That's true, and we have lots of newcomers, right? When I got here 20 years ago, we had a much smaller population than we have now. I think now we have about 155,000 people.
Yeah, I came here in 1972, July 5th, 1972. So, I, you know,
which is 20 years before me.
So it's been 41 years or so. So, you know, I really like it here, but it's gotten grown quite a bit. And like I said, when I first got here, there's only one traffic light on the whole island, and quite a down there. And then, you know, even in Kihei, there was no traffic lights at all in Kihei or Lahaina. But now we look at the traffic lights and people are more, I don't know, rushed or something like that. But like the island lifestyle was pretty laid back, but it still is. But we have to look out for each other and work things out like that. But I'll let somebody else talk on the radio there.
Right, so one of the things I said was that we have to integrate the aloha spirit and all the wonderful things about Maui with modern technology like traffic lights. Simple technology, but as Hapta said, there was one traffic light on Maui 40 years ago. You guys all know there are a lot more traffic lights than that currently. But we have to, because of the increased population, we have to have those kinds of technologies, including traffic lights and other things, and yet at the same time, hopefully have an attitude about peaceful integration and allowing all of us to live together. Do we have any other calls?
No.
Okay. If there's anybody who'd like to call, please do. We're waiting at 242-7800. Otherwise, Nomi, go ahead.
I would just like to chime in. I think that's what we're doing at Mental Health Kukui. Our logo is everyone needs a little help now and then. So we start, you know, with one person at a time, and it's a ripple effect. You know, if I give my love to Terry, and Terry in turn gives it to somebody else and helps another person. So there's a ripple effect, and that's what I really, truly believe what we do there, you know, just helping one person at a time. I can't cure nuclear wars and all that kind of stuff, but I can do one person at a time at where I work. And that is huge. That is huge. I may not bring world peace today, but I bring happiness to someone else.
I agree with you. It's one person at a time. Yeah. There's a song called One by One. That person, the missionary, actually.
We have
another call. Great. Hello, caller.
Yeah, this is Jorge calling for Terry.
Hey, Jorge.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good job, Terry. Good job.
Thank you.
Yay, Terry.
Jorge? Oh, he just wanted to say hi. Nice of him to call. It sounds like you have a second caller for you, Terry. Sounds like some people love you out there.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we often quote President Obama's best-selling book, The Audacity of Hope. He could have been writing the book about the people that we serve, because that's what we find every day, is that we're often inspired by the people that we serve. that when hope is about many times, it's all they have left. And so for them to be able to pick themselves up and move on with life is very inspiring. The resiliency of the people we serve. I think for us, we appreciate the opportunity to be here to talk about, to share the stories, because people, if we can break through the stigma, people can understand that we are all people, all trying to work together for the same goal, and that is for people to live as full lives as they can. And they do, with given the opportunity to begin again.
And I think you bring up a great point, which is hope is so important. And sometimes, I mean, a lot of people look at me and say I'm crazy about this idea of creating Mauitopia.
Mm-hmm.
But I have hope. And as Naomi just said, it's a matter of one person at a time. So we have 155,000 people here on Maui. And actually, good news is quite a few of those, I don't know what percent, but a large percentage of people say, yeah, you know, I came here to Maui because I believed in something like Mauitopia, like creating a better society than certainly where I came from on the mainland or wherever. And if they can continue to have that hope and work on it one person at a time, we can get there. Maybe not tomorrow, but not in 20 years.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to share these stories, too, because this certainly contributes to your vision of Mauitopia. At least our one piece of this is that we are trying to produce the idea that everybody with mental illness can actually live as a contributing member of society again.
So true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we have any idea what percentage of the society is officially diagnosed with mental illnesses? You said 1 in 4?
Well, 1 in 4 people, of all of us, we have some kind of transition in life issue each year. People with a major mental illness, people with bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, major depression, those kind of psychotic kinds of lifelong disabilities, it's about 4 to 6% of the general population. It's quite a number of people. The problem is the good news is that with support, case management, housing, community-based services, virtually all of those people can lead fairly normal lives and get back on their feet again. Many of the people we serve are living independently or living in a transitional kind of a housing or supported housing situation. And people have either volunteer or have regained jobs again. So it's recovery is real. So in this day and age, it's very possible that somebody who was on the streets, living on the beach, seeming like not to be seeing or very psychiatrically looking very, very impaired, those same people can be living full productive lives within a year or two.
Which is wonderful, and I think what you're saying is a lot of these cases are transitional. It's not necessarily for their whole life, but there's a period of their life where they might need a hand.
And in this day and age, too, because we have the model that people quote these days is called recovery, with the generation of medications that are out and the kind of support there are for the community, recovery is a reality, and people can actually return to very productive lives in the community. We can actually achieve Mauitopia, at least for our segment of the population.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we can achieve it for the whole population. As I said earlier in the booklet, if you have a dream, and if you will it, it is no dream. It can become a reality. And like I said, I don't think it will happen tomorrow, but my hope is that within 20, 30 years, we can make Maui into Mauitopia, where everybody will be contributing their gifts, their God-given gifts, or innately given gifts, to the society, even if they've been homeless or had drug addictions or whatever issues they've had in their life, divorces, I've had several, whatever you have, whatever issues you're going through, you can become a contributing member of the society.
I so agree.
Yeah. I think if you share your experience and your strength and your hope with another person, you know, it gives them hope, you know. Because if you've been through the same kind of things that they've been through, then you come on a common basis where you can come to understanding and help that person out, you know. And it's just about having empathy, you know, for another person, another human being, because we all go through our struggles. And if you can meet somebody that comes in your life and help support you and tell you, I've been through this, and, you can do it too. It really helps. It makes a real big impact on your life when you can, somebody shares their experience, strength, and hope with you. It gives you hope for your future,
Absolutely. Well, Gary just told me that our show is almost over, so I want to say thank you so much for our guest from Mental Health Kukua.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure.
If you any more information you'd like about our services, you can find out at mhkhawaii.org.
That's mhkhawaii.org. Fantastic.
Where are your offices located?
Our office here in Maui is located at 133 Market Street, right here in downtown Mailuku.
North Market Street.
Okay. And I would like to, again, suggest that if you want to get the booklet, Creating Mauitopia, it's available for free at mauitopia.org. Did you have
2 minutes?
2 minutes. Okay, so we have 2 minutes left in our show. And if you want to download the booklet, it's available for free at mauitopia.org. And we'd like to continue discussing next week. This was our second show. Next week, Monday, we will continue discussing Creating Mauitopia, and hopefully we'll get more callers. Today we had a couple callers supporting Terry for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you again for being here, Terry, and what a great story you have.
Oh, thank you.
That's inspirational for all the rest of us.
Yeah, just don't give up. There is hope out there, and don't be hard on yourself.
That's a really good motto.
It's hard, but you can do it.
It's hard, but don't be hard on yourself,
that's
right?
Right.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, and aloha, and here's to creating Mauitopia with everybody.
I was drawn to a place in the sun where the ocean and mountain and sky are one. It is part of a much higher plan, Maui man. Where the upcountry flies to the sea, and the rainforest waterfall shouts melodies. Under stars at night, he touched my hand, Maui man. Maui man, feel the rain, Maui man. He's a boy with a surfboard, the right wave coming somewhere out there. Balancing, dancing, precision on the crest of a swell.
With your latest on news headlines, I'm Jack Kiss from the Vision Your Real News Center. Maui County Council voted Friday to move forward with a formal investigation into the potential misuse of county funds appropriated for rehabilitation of the old